And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, Narcissistic Personality Disorder, get more people into therapy, like myself, 4 years, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the fragility and resiliency of the human mind when you're in and coming out of a toxic relationship. So as I stated before, I've been clinically diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. Yes, y'all, I am still a narcissist. I am not cured. I am not healed. I say this all the time, but some people tend to want to twist my message saying that I'm telling people out there that I'm healed and recovery, blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. Nope, never said that. Only thing I've ever said before was that I am a narcissist in therapy. I'm in therapy. I never said recovering. I never said none of that. Don't put words in my mouth. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And I know the irony is people are like, the irony of this, Lee, is that narcissists put words in people's mouths all the time. So you kind of getting the taste of your own medicine. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. But when you misconstrue my message, you lead people away from being helped. So there's a big difference right there. When you put words into my mouth, you maybe stop other people from receiving the help that they need. Some hearing the words that I say, they could possibly help change them. To help change their situation. So good luck. Congratulations on keeping people from getting help, I guess. You know what I mean? If y'all gonna brag on something like that. Lee, that was very narcissistic of you to say, duh, I'm a narcissist. I say that as previously stated, per my last email. Sorry. I cracked myself up if y'all haven't noticed. But yeah. One thing I've noticed, I talk to a lot of people over Zoom and things like that. I respond, I read a lot of comments and things like that. I'm doing a lot more research on narcissistic personality disorder. And one thing I've realized so much so when I'm talking to people, and I noticed that I'm realizing what the trauma bond is and how hard it is on people and things like that, is like the fragility of the human mind. Like, because a lot of people have been through so many traumatic experiences, some worse than others, y'all. This is not the trauma Olympics. We're not trying to get a gold medal in trauma. Let me tell you what happened to me. It's worse than what happened to you. We're not doing that, y'all. We're just saying we're using trauma as an overall encompassing word right here. So I noticed, like I said, the fragility of the human mind is so easy to break. It's just like, it's wild. I mean, it's not easy to break, but like it's not easy to break. But when it breaks, it breaks. Like, that's why people get trauma bonded and things like that. You get addicted to this toxicity. Like, you keep going back and forth to the most awful, terrible relationships. And some of y'all be bragging. I see people bragging on it. I'm going to go back as many times as I want to because I love them. And you're going to look as stupid as many times as you want to your friends and family because they're like, look, I'm done with you. And then when you finally decide that you want out and nobody's there for you, you're going to go back to the relationship again because nobody else is going to be there because you've been isolated so many times because people don't want to hear you complaining about the same things. People don't like, I think one of the worst things people online hate to hear is the fact that people, like when people complain about situations that they have the ability to change. That's one of the worst things that people online hear. That's one of the main things I see people complaining about. I'm so sick and tired of people complaining about situations that they can change. You can change, you know. This is one guy I used to deal with on TikTok a while ago. Dude name was Smoking and Thinking. I don't know if he still watches me or whatnot, but shout out to Smoking and Thinking. I saw somebody send a screenshot of your profile. Doing good. Happy for you. Seriously. I know he's going to probably, if he sees this, he'll be like, oh, no, Lee Hammond, boo, 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 boo. No, seriously. One of his biggest complaints about my profile is that I made it seem like the only victims of narcissistic personality disorder was like husbands and wives and spouses. But when kids are the actual, he said, when kids are the actual victims, he was playing like the trauma Olympics, actually, you know, he was saying children are the actual victims and things like that, because you can pick your significant other. You can't choose your parents, which is true, you know, which is true. He just became, you know, obsessive and whatnot. But yeah, shout out to him if you still watch this. But yeah, so when I was doing that, I do a little bit more research, whatever. He was right. I mean, you can't pick your parents. He didn't say that. Somebody else said those words right there, that you can't pick and choose, you know, who your parents are and whatnot. So, I mean, he was right in that aspect of things right there. You know what I mean? But he became super obsessive with it. And, you know, we had to separate. I had to go no contact with him. But like I said, you can choose your significant other, and people, if you keep going back and back and back, and people keep noticing it, it's like, look, we don't feel sorry for you no more. That's on you. You know what I mean? And you break, your mind breaks. Like, you, there's a break in your mind that makes you keep going back. Your trauma, the trauma you experiences shows you how fragile the mind is. The only person that can heal you is the same person who causes you the pain. You know what I mean? That's fragility in that. The trauma bond, it makes people do things that they've never done before. Reactive abuse, like you're reacting out of character. You're showing up to their job. You're fighting their friends and family. You're fighting their exes. You're fighting their significant others. You're fighting their new girlfriends or new boyfriends. Like, you're showing up. You're threatening to harm people and things like that. You're reacting out of character. Your mind has broken. You know, it's broken. Broken, not shattered. There's a difference between being broken and shattered, y'all. Shattered, you damn near, you can't put anything together. A broken glass, a broken window pane can be repaired. A shattered window pane cannot. When I say broken, is not the end of the world. Broken, you can be repaired. Shattered is not. So let me go and preface. Let me go ahead and correct that too. People are like, you're victim blaming. I'm not victim blaming, y'all. I'm just giving you perspective. And a narcissist does not care how much they hurt you, y'all, because they think you're okay with the pain that you're in. Because, you know, why are you crying if you keep coming back? Like, if it hurts so much, if you're so unhappy, why do you keep coming back to me? That's the mindset right there. If you're so unhappy, why the hell do you keep coming back to me? They don't care about the trauma bond. They don't know it exists. They don't care. They see you keep coming back, so they're going to treat you worse and worse and worse and not care how you feel. They're going to pretend to care. They're going to cry and beg and plead when you want to leave. Give me one more chance. I know. I messed up 99 times, but I haven't messed up 100 times the charm. And y'all be like, okay, I love you. And then you go back broken. Your mind is broken. You get trauma bonded, and trauma bond has people stuck and feel like they wasted so much time of your life. I've heard people, you know, be in relationships for 40 years and feel broken, but they get out. They get out of, like, y'all, back to being married for 40 years, and in your 60s, you decide you want to be single. How powerful is that? And then when I see stuff like that, that shows me the resiliency of the human mind right there when you're dealing with a narcissistically toxic, abusive relationship or whatever. That shows me the resiliency, because what's broken can be fixed. That window pane is broken. It can be fixed. It's not shattered. It's broken. You can fix that window pane, y'all. You can fix that glass door. You can fix it. Resiliency. I know some people feel like you're so down and out. You feel like you're so, some people feel pathetic. Some people, I've seen people call themselves pathetic in my comment section and things like that. If you're calling yourself pathetic, you're going to feel pathetic. Change the words you use to describe yourself. Change the words that you use to talk about yourself. And they'll help. That's step one. Change the words that you use to describe yourself and to describe your situation and things like that. Change that. That's step one. Change that stuff right there, because that will help you. That'll help you in the long run right there. Just step one, changing the words. I'm not pathetic. I'm working on it. I'm not broken. I'm not shattered. I'm broken. Just changing little things you say about yourself can help you. That's step one. Resiliency, from fragility to resiliency. Ooh, that's a quote right there. I'm going to put that on a shirt. From fragility to resiliency, from broken to fixed. Because you can do it, y'all. I hate when I see people in a trauma bond. I hate it, especially when they don't know what they're going through. When they put comments in my comment section and they don't understand what the trauma bond is, I hate that. I see it, I'm like, dang, that sucks, you know. But when I see other people who went through the trauma bond, like Lisa Sunny, like, you know, like Kelly, Cynthia, you know, Nia, all y'all, all my folks on, you know, on TikTok and things like that, Heather Coleman Voss, when I see y'all battling through the trauma bond and you come out resilient, I love it. I love it. That's my supply right there. Y'all so worried about me giving a damn supply. I don't like this self-aware narcissist guy with the dreads. He just gets supply. He just gets supply when he helps people win, and I'm going to spite him. I'm going to stay trauma bonded. I'm going to spite that self-aware narcissist by staying in this toxic relationship. I don't want to give him supply. Cool. Good luck, guy. Good luck, gal. Good luck, non-binary person. Good luck. You know what I mean? I'm gonna stay in this toxic relationship just to spite Lee Hammack. That'll teach him. That'll show him. I'm not gonna give him any supply for winning. You know what I mean? I honestly be thinking this how some people's minds be working. I'm gonna spite Lee Hammack by losing, because he said he gets supply when we win. I'm gonna spite him by losing. You know what I mean? I love resiliency, y'all. I love, I really do. I love resiliency. I love watching y'all win. I do love watching y'all win. You know, I really do. That's why I like when seeing when people are at their depth. I've talked to people before. Amanda Lee. If y'all see Amanda Lee, she's always in my comment section. I follow her. I've done live videos with her on YouTube. Look at my live playlist when I talk about Amanda. One, she was broke when I first talked to her. Super broken. And look at her now. New relationship. Yo, got the dude, put the dude in jail. Resilient as hell. Helping other survivors. Resilient. Shout out to Amanda, y'all. Shout out to Amanda. Shout out. I'm going to shout out a lot. Amanda's told her story to a lot of people. She's helping other people, y'all. She shared her story, and she's actually talking to other people and helping other people get through that situation. So shout out to Amanda Lee up in there in Colorado, doing her thing. Was super broken. Victim of the first victim of actual domestic violence when somebody beat her up type stuff that I talked to on a one-on-one. And that was like April, May of last year. And look where she's at in February. New relationship where she's happy. You know, she's setting boundaries in her new relationship. She is super strong, y'all. And I'm just like, you know, she's older than me, but I'm proud of her. And that's my birthday twin, too. So, you know, July 14th, babies are just, we just built different, you know. But, yeah, that's a clear example of fragility to resiliency. And I talk to her all the time. You know, y'all look up Amanda Lee, Amanda Brown. She's on my TikTok. She's on my Instagram. Y'all see. And she's, like I said, I go live with her, too. So she's on my YouTube as well. Anyways, y'all, I have literally 45 seconds to hop on this one-on-one. I'm truly thankful for y'all. Look, from fragility to resiliency, you're stronger than what you think you are. Don't give up. Push through. The end, look, it's not the end until you, it's not the end until you die. Don't give up on yourself. You're stronger than what you think you are. You deserve better. I can say it, but you need to believe it. Change the words you use to describe yourself. You'll change your life. I promise you. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, you know, hit that 5 stars for me. I know I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'll get back to reading reviews and stuff tomorrow's episode. My voice is still a little scratchy from COVID, but I'm getting better, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Peace.